This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:54, 6 till 9. Hopefully, Meg Farris joins us now, WWL Louisiana medical reporter. How you doing, Meg?
I'm here, Tommy.
Meg, with the trouble we had, I thought that maybe somehow they had gotten to you with the JFK story, and we all know who they are, right?
Well, I hope we're going to find out who they are. But, you know, Tommy, something hit me yesterday when I did this story. Remember the movie JFK?
Sure.
Oliver Stone moved here to New Orleans. They did the story, and I mean the movie, and I realized that was like 35 years ago, and that brought the whole conspiracy theory that our district attorney, Jim Garrison, had believed had happened with the JFK assassination. That brought it back to the forefront for a lot of us. But I realized a lot of my coworkers were either not born or
not here,
just little children,
yep.
And they don't even remember the movie about the conspiracy.
Oh, come on.
You know, so no, they don't.
Well, let me tell you this, Meg. Talk about that, how time flies. You know, Matt Mock, the LSU quarterback, 2003 national championship, he turns 46 today.
Boy, is that old.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but you understand what I'm saying about time flying.
Yes.
And about the Oliver Stone movie, some of us may or may not have been very young when all of this was going on and didn't quite understand what was going on with Jim Garrison. But tell me what your story was about yesterday, because I found it fascinating. I really do.
Yes, and I wish I had more than 2 minutes to tell the story. So I realized that when President Trump
Well, you got four.
When President Trump signed the release, signed the executive order that the JFK, RFK, and Martin Luther King assassination papers all needed to be released, I started thinking New Orleans was almost a bigger player in this whole thing than Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I've got to find the people who are still here. And I started calling people and asking, and a friend of mine said, well, so-and-so is no longer here, and so-and-so is here, but in a assisted living and wouldn't be able to talk. So, but I found people. I found Judge Stephen Plotkin, who is retired, but he's writing his memoir, and he was in Jim Garrison's office as a young district attorney, assistant district attorney, and then he was private practice defending some of the people accused. And then I found a friend of Clay Shaw's, who was accused, tried, and acquitted of part of the conspiracy. And then I got Rosemary James, who covered the Clay Shaw trial, but I'm going to get her in another story. Our schedules didn't match.
She worked for Channel 4, right? If I remember right?
You know,
I think so.
She worked for the States Item, the newspaper. I don't know if she ever worked for Channel 4, and I should.
I think she did.
Okay.
Not that I'm old enough to remember that, Meg, but...
You're probably right. You're probably right. But anyway, so it's just very... What I learned yesterday was, when all this conspiracy was going on, just the time. I mean, Stephen Plotkin said that he had to hire bodyguards and would get hang up phone calls saying, threatening him, and anti-Semitic phone calls because, you know, there were a lot of theories that the CIA was involved. There were theories that the mafia was involved. And so are we going to learn all this when all these documents are released? Now, the reason I did the story yesterday was because the FBI has come out and said they have found 2,400 new files pertaining to the JFK assassination. They're digitizing them, and they're going to be part of what's going to be released. So will we know, Tommy? It's fascinating to me.
I think that every time I pass, when I come to work, I go down Camp Street, and I think about the historical significance of the addresses there. And, of course, Oliver Stone did move here, and he did make up a lot of stuff in that movie that a lot of people think are true. Or did he? I don't know. But I tell you what I found interesting was what Clay Shaw's friend had to say. And tell me that story, if you will, please.
Well, okay. So she says he absolutely was not involved. He was a lovely person. And she hopes this exonerates him. Of course, she said he's buried in a Kentwood cemetery. But she said, and I'd never heard this word before. She said in 1954, there was something called a Lavender Scare. There was a law passed that gay people could not work in government. And she said she believes that he was targeted because he was gay. And so, you see, there's layers and layers and layers. You know, there's mafia conspiracy, CIA conspiracy. Were these people used as scapegoats because, you know, they were gay and the Lavender Scare at the time. It is just so intertwined and so fascinating.
But I know you're gonna follow it all, and I hope you can come back and talk about it as some of these things come uncovered. Meg Farris, thank you as always. We'll take a break. Come back, talk about the Saints' new head coach.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.